Welcome back, and joining me for a look at the equity space is Makwe Masilela from Makwe Fund Managers. Thank you for your time, Makwe. Let's start off with those Fed minutes that the markets are digesting today. I don't know about that relief rally. Hey, I'm very confused with, you know, the Fed minutes and how the markets are responding to them. Why are markets viewing the Fed minutes less hawkish than initially anticipated? Because we are still seeing 50 basis point hikes coming. I mean, if the Fed even saying that they're willing to go in terms of their policy stance from neutral to restrictive.
Yeah. Good afternoon to you and to the viewers. I think it's a question of there were no much surprises in the whole thing. Remember, before they gave us that 0.5% increase in the last meeting, markets already started factoring that in. To some extent, others were even expecting a 0.75% increase. So to say June, July, we should expect a 0.5% increase. That's already in the asset prices. And I think the markets are getting more of a comfort from the fact that there's a possibility that come September or so, the guys can pause so that they can assess the effects on the economy to see that so far all these hikes, how much have they done to help tame inflation as it is. So markets are more of a question of now we've got more of certainty, we can work around that. But yes, there are still issues lingering, you know, the possibility of a recession, you know, after we've got that the second reading of the GDP quarter for a GDP number for the first quarter in the US, that it was worse than expected, 1.5 down. So yeah, those factors will still be with us, including the oil as well. But I think from the minutes is a more of certainty that, listen, no much surprises from those minutes.
Okay, I take your point there. More certainty in the fact that a 75 basis point hike is basically off the table, and also that 50 basis points has now become the norm, I guess, the new norm. Let's go into some company news that came out today, starting off with Nampak. Really good numbers there. That's amid strong demand and obviously those high commodity prices benefiting them. That beverage can business really being a star performer there. But those high input prices still requiring, you know, necessitating higher working capital requirements. That debt, still an Achilles heel for the company. What did you think of those numbers?
It is still, you know, and maybe that is why the guys decided not to pay us a dividend, even though they printed good numbers. Remember, with the easing of restrictions, opening up of economies, demand start picking up. And yes, as you said, you know, their beverages can business doing well, but also now coupled with the operations in Zambia, in Zimbabwe, but also their materials business, you know, was also a key contributor when it comes to those revenue and profit growth. And the question here is the guys have just turned around, but also complaining about what everybody is complaining about, from governments to companies to individuals, that is the high cost. Inflation is still continues to be an issue, and we've just seen that with our PPI as well today, that it jumped to 13.1. So yes, but going forward, the guys, I mean, trading profit of up 9%, that's not too bad. Revenue up almost 24%, and headline earnings per share up almost 102. And the net debt to EBITDA is now sitting at almost 2.8 times. That's still within the threshold.
Marco, I don't know how to feel about Life Healthcare results. So they posted declining earnings, still managing to pay an interim dividend, talking about a better outlook. Southern Africa did okay, and international, a little bit more muted. Yeah, your take on that?
I think you must feel lively about them, you know.
Okay.
And the guys didn't have much of a choice. I mean, Netcare, I mean, that also reinstated a dividend. Was it Monday or Tuesday? Yesterday or so, we had Mediclinic as well, you know, reinstating a dividend. And remember, this is the second biggest by market value when it comes to private hospitals. You are right, but their revenue is up 4.2%. The impact that we've seen on their profits, because they are down 12.7%. It's all because the previous period, the guys, they sold a business called ScamMed, so those proceeds were included. And now also when it comes to international business, the Alliance Medical Group, remember the guys were service providers or support service providers when it comes to COVID-19, especially in the UK and Italy. So that was also part of the numbers before. So this time around, those are out, hence we see their headline earnings down almost 12.7%. But generally, I think with high vaccination numbers, people starting to visiting hospital, you know, all those procedures that were rescheduled, people are starting to do them. They stand a good chance that they'll continue to do well. And especially with more waves of COVID, which are coming, becomes or continue to be less deadly.
On your point, they're saying that I must feel lively about the results we did see. I think the share price was up about 2% on the day. Let's go on to some more earnings. Lewis coming out saying that, you know what, they're not really feeling the impact of the civil unrest. They did experience growth nonetheless. Headline earnings surging 38%. Quality of the debtors' book continues to improve. Also navigating supply chain issues by keeping more inventory levels. Can the rise and rise of Lewis continue?
I think for me it's 50-50.
Okay.
You said, I mean, the quality of the debtors book improved and also the collection rate has strengthened. But I'm worried that, I mean, 51.4% of their merchandise sales continues to be credit, especially in the environment now where we see interest rates going up. I'm not so sure, you know, that will people continue to be able to service their installments when it comes to Lewis. But yeah, they did well. Merchandise sales up 11.5%, revenue up almost 7.9%, and it's not surprising for them to increase their total dividend by almost 25.9%. So yeah, not too bad.
Marco, before we go to your stock pick, we don't have a lot of time, but I really just want to touch on the acquisition of Grindrod Bank, or the pending acquisition of Grindrod Bank by African Bank. I mean, I feel like African, I didn't expect it so soon. I didn't expect them to engage in M&A activity so soon. Your take?
I think it's a good move for them, especially for the fact that we've seen that advances when it comes to retailers has increased when they release their results, and they've also started lending out to corporates. So with Grindrod, they will get those corporates and those SMME. And remember, their capital adequacy, as per their results, was sitting at almost 40%. So it's not too bad. It shows that the cash can be able to afford to do stuff like that going forward.
Yeah, really pushing with the Accelerate 25 strategy. Your stock pick for tonight, Magwe?
I'm not too happy with the markets. I'm scared, so I just keep on piling on cash.
All right. Okay, I get you. You just want to sit with your money. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and your insights, Magwe. That was Magwe Masilela from Magwe Fund Managers.